You got money for Fleshlight, bro?
Yeah,
what's up? No, just my entire universe falling apart. I think the charity event might not lead to a job because the cult leader don't like me, even though the family connect wants it to happen. My mom just power mode freaking out. I may have to move out of state, or I don't know if I should go for. I was just talking to a real estate guy in Florida through VA. Was that where you were moving to, bro? Florida's insane. DeSantis and shit. No, this guy, I think, leases properties around Orlando, but he also... Are you home?
No, I'm at work. I'm just going to pick up lunch right now.
Cool. So you're going to move to, like, fucking Harrison, New York or something?
Not right now.
This dude's trying to make real estate dudes fat deals, and he's like, I'll get you a job at Disneyland. My cousin does it. He's like, but let me know about what you and your friend are doing for property here. Because he wants, like, consult. He's like my ex-coworker. I thought I was calling one of the other random kids that the other kid, not Ben, who was on that chat with us when I got the cancel lawsuit and Ryan almost got bagged as my lawyer. But... So one of those random kids I thought I was calling, and then it turned out it was just ex-coworker with the same area code, and then he's trying to, like, get me jobs at, like, Disney or a software company, but also get me to, like, do real estate work with him, and he said he partnered with the Asian girl that worked with us, and just insane shit. Yeah, he's, like, giving me mad things, and I'm like, wait, did you say the job at Disney? He's like, you tell your friends about me, and then we'll talk. I'm like, is that a job at Disney, or you want me to tell my friends about you? What the fuck? Fucking people. Guy. So, when you talk to, like, someone about a legit thing after, like, not even talking to anyone at all about anything, it's like, do all people talk like this? And it's like, nah, I think this dude just hustles a little bit, but... Yeah, Mexicans, bro. he may be Filipino, but I'm almost positive. His name is Manuel. Like the guidebooks.
Yeah.
That fucking thing. We had Jay-Z's champagne company. That was how I knew him, but... He quit... for the charity is, like, probably not, just because I accidentally insulted the kid's son, or in a couple ways, or, like, for example, he was showing the he said, my son hated getting his hair cut, the hardest thing, and then we kind of, like, brainwashed him that now he loves it, so it's the only thing he really wants to do, and he's, like, now I think 18 or mad autistic, and it was a chill, like, Westchester barbershop, it looked pretty Italian, had a Bronx Tale poster. But knowing New York, Israeli owned or some shit. But, like, I asked if in this group of people I never met, and I was kind of nervous on coffee and subs, and just had a nice ass breakfast and talk. I'm like, he liked a massager that they do? And then the dude's like, no. And I didn't know I had to ask this guy for the job. Mind speaker.
No,
oh, sweet. You have an iPhone? Yeah, because you're on iMessage. It sounded like you were getting a Whopper quarter pound. That's so funny.
No, I'm at Taco Bell.
Oh, I thought you were filling out paperwork at the end of your job. Got it.
No, I just
took
a break for lunch. So
that's awesome.
Got to wait for somebody to get back.
Optical lensing.
Yeah.
His lensing gang.
That's pretty cool, pal. You can see inside the sewer pipes. This guy's pipes are
I thought of you for the snake lens that you put, I guess, down the shitter. The snake lens. I thought that's what they were doing at the charity. It's called HoloLens. I don't know why it's called HoloLens. It's just a fucking GoPro type thing, maybe smaller. And it literally just like films it and then shows the kid how to like fill up a coffee. And it's 10 steps. It looks harder than any motherfucker I've ever seen put a coffee together. But it was literally a 15-minute presentation called a HoloLens. And it's just some, like, snake head that it films. And the kid puts on Google Glass or some shit. And then they watch. And you have to, like, code for, like, how it's going to be for the kid. And they're trying to teach them how to, like, fill Amazon warehouses. But, like, some nice stuff and cool shit going on. But does your barber have a massager?
Thank you.
A barber probably... Do they do that for kids? Like, who do they massage? Like, old Guido men? Why would they have a massager if they don't use it? But it does seem like kind of a waste of time. It is. So he got kind of tight at that, and then I was never able to salvage. Bro, the problem, I came up with so many ideas for the charity My Thing did, which was, like, Facebook ethics and policy, and how to do it in real time in a game. And I came up with mad good ideas for my team, but I didn't do any of the coding or whatever. And I didn't talk for the presentation. So this guy, who's already kind of pissed, believed I didn't do anything, really. It just looked like I... And then, so, like, my connection said, like, congrats and stuff. And, like, mad, like, nice. And I'm thinking it's sarcastic almost, but it's not. He really was happy for me. But the bigger guy, like, he just wanted to help his son. And he just thinks I'm there to, like, serve discourse and disarray, like, mock... I was told to go up to him and try and get a job after by my contact, so he just like hugs this mad hot girl who looks like Jessica Alba and looked like fucking Betsy Ross or some shit before I on all the video chats. So he's like hugging and kissing everyone, and then I'm trying to like say my thing. He just says, "I have to go, y'all, like, goodbye," and he like barely looks at me and just like jets out. So I'm like, that guy's not gonna hire me, I don't think. So. Sucks.
Yeah, fuck
him. I know, you killed 2 days. And bro, it was weekly video chats setting up for it. But like, my mom still expects me to go to these video chats, even though the guy hates me. And she's like,
yeah.
And like, our contact just says like, we'll reach out to him soon. And my mom is, like, blaming me for everything and saying, like, I need to be on medication. I'm like, oh, wait, more medication, you fucking know, but... That's, like, her solution. Oh, so funny.
Yeah, you
need to learn
a job, man. Can't live without a job.
Obviously, but... I am hoping some development or fucking streamer platforms, what have you, will talk to me. After I learned to animate a little better. I sent you one today, but it'll look better when it's fast. I just have to... It was my first, like, movement of, like, any fucking character, body.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm betting it all. It's a lot of, like, rent, 100 in rent a day to maybe learn some craft. You could get good at, in, like, half a year's time, So I'll apply to jobs this summer after I get it done, but it's insane.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy, like, path to risk, but... I mean, every job there's concerns. On Joe Rogan today, Diaz said how... Not Dan, but how embalming is the best job. And that's sort of a gangster thing that, like, embalmer, literally, you go to school for a little under a year and you make 100K almost immediately. You just gotta... like, snatch spinal fluid and shit out of corpses, like, rearrange their contort to deal with dead. All dead, all day. It's that, like, profiting off the demise of the human race. Like, it's a pretty ghetto way to live. But if, like, you can't do anything else, it's a good-ass job, obviously, but... So I was considering for a sec, but I'm like, I could probably do something a little better at minimum.
Yeah, no more
going
dead bodies.
No, I mean, it's a good job for, like, David Kim, but he'd obviously not do it well, so.
Yeah, they would find him fucking a body, too.
That would be the only reason, and,
they just, like,
I mean, bro, Like, Scarlett Johansson dies and she was at, like, a coffee shop. By, like, you wouldn't fuck, like, the Pamela Anderson, ScarJo, fucking corpse. I mean, assuming she's under 70. But, well, I mean, think of how many, well, no, that's actually not common for, like, 22-year-old dimes to die.
Yeah.
Unless they're crack horse. Unless they're crack horse.
I was looking up.
Then they have AIDS. Oh, would you? Copping went there every summer. He always had pictures, album Lake George. I'm like, looks. I thought it was like fucking Grand Canyon, Arizona. It looked cool. And then by the water, it's sick.
No, there's just like a lot of people up there. Like, I gotta go to an area
that. Is that near Villa Roma? Villa Roma?
It's like an hour and a half away.
Oh, that's far.
Like an hour and a half.
Hunter Mountain? Is that close?
Like,
a mansion for like $3,000 is like the nicest place, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever do that? Like a mansion for like $3,000 if you had the money? Or? Well, I mean, it's still hard to afford that. Oh, my rent is almost that.
Get away in August. We've been looking up at some places in Cape Cod.
Well, that's expensive.
$2,500 or $3,000 for the week.
Oh shit, you could stay in the Bahamas place for like what? Wait, for the week, not for the day?
Not for a week, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what the place looks like, but that sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's some really nice places. Oh, shit. Like the beach and the backyard and stuff.
That would be fun if I had a girlfriend.
We still had a project. That, the one we were looking at with the beach, that one doesn't allow dogs. One that
they're that bougie and like white ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man,
so white, they don't even want
dogs. Fucking up my house while I'm not there.
Of course. They're rich. They don't stand for shit. you ever been there before?
Cape Cod?
Yeah.
I
always wanted to go. Oh, okay.
That was pretty nice.
I like the chips.
Yeah.
So is it everything centered by that lighthouse, or is it just kind of like the general area? If you want.
It's just like a general area. It's like a few towns.
Saltwater taffy pretty, shops pretty and shit. And well, because
some areas are mad rich over there. So.
Martha's Vineyard, I think, is like even the rich version of Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where like Dave Portnoy stays. No. He stays at the other. He stays at Nantucket. No, not Nantucket, but New England's wild. Boston fans and shit. Well, yeah. Obviously, there's Red Sox fans like in Cape Cod, but like probably not Martha's Vineyard. I feel like,
yeah,
like Chinese or Martha's Vineyard. Like, if you go anywhere, like as low as like the Grimaud, this Greek dude who was at the function, because my contact is actually Greek, but this other Greek, his friend, they go to the church next to this place, Mythos, and like one time Virginia Camboris told me Mythos was expensive, so I asked him that, and he thought I was like kind of insulting Greeks or something. I don't know. But then we were talking about the Grimaldis. He's from Garden City, and obviously Grimaldis isn't like the original in Brooklyn, but like there's like another original in Brooklyn right next to it. And we went there on my birthday, and we went to another one on Christmas because we couldn't get into either. Like 3-hour line outside the thing. And bro, in Christmas time, 99% gook. There wasn't one white person online, and like it was like some black dude or something. Like 99 gook. And like a 4-hour line for each of them combined or even individual just like, and that's how the Mona Lisa was, and it's just Chinese people. It's cool that like someone could afford to like do all the things, but like I didn't know like Gooks or Trump, like they all cared so much about Grimaldi original, or like how much do they know? But, like, there are so many New Yorkers that don't fucking know that crazy shit. It's so funny. I thought it was hilarious. Like, no, oh, no. So this Greek guy, he thought I was talking shit about Mythos, but I literally just wanted to know if he thought it was expensive because my family went there all my life. But, and they actually haven't changed the price much. I went there recently in, like, fucking 15 years. I don't know how they're keeping up for inflation. It's pretty insane. They were expensive 15 years ago. But, so this guy thought I was, like, anti-immigrant or something because I'm saying, like, so many. I just said so much, like, no. I didn't say foreigners. I said not any American people by the line. He's like, well, people like to go, you know. They, like, this guy was born in Greece or some shit, or, like, Cyprus. Like, it was so funny. And this is from the side of the people who are on my side to get the job, not even the people who don't fuck with me. So different. Like, when you fully need something, and, like, you don't know exactly if you... It's amazing to get things in real life, but it can be pretty pissy if you fumble the alfalfa. Yeah. Carrillo's never really fumbled, but he had more of, like, a steady incline, which is definitely the better way to do it. That's what they all say. But...
No, honestly, he was just, like, yeah, he can't believe he's doing so well, man. Like, he makes good money. Like, he makes a lot of money.
And he has some underbarons. You said he has, like, two or three boys, and they just always make drops. Yeah. I mean, they were doing that 10 years ago. But...
And his wife, too. Like,
yeah, he does have a wife.
He has her wait. Shit off, too.
She hot, though?
Like, before I fix his toilet, I haven't seen this guy in maybe a year. Months, maybe a year.
Wow. A year. His boys are that...
Like, months.
Oh, just his wife deals for him. His wife deals.
Yeah.
Wow. She does sound cool, then.
She is super nice, too. She's, like, super friendly. And...
Wait, but... is she's that hot and nice and that, like, deal-y, trappy chick?
Well, I wouldn't say she's, like, hot.
Wait, does she look like Dan Santos' girl? Like a Jenna Madonna?
Sort of like a Jenna Madonna, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Good for it. Not like his hothead trap queen, Maria Lambros, like, got a trigger finger.
His ex-girlfriend was hot. His
girl, oh, shit.
Not right. She's nothing special.
The hot one, I would love to know what fucking male nurse she's dating who's cheating on her or some shit. With his drinking partner after work. Everyone has their own bullshit. People think, like, one person is pretty or, you know. So, bro, but nothing's more sublime. John Cruise sitting with... I told my brother this story just because I ran out of stories. And for long... I ran out of stories for years, but... this isn't even my story. This is no one's story. But Beach Nictus and John Cruise just sitting at 388. Yo, holla, you need my bag? I gotta go. He just dips out like a nice, like, Lux, like, 388 dinner. We're chill. We're posturing. We'll be here an hour. Let me know. With that hothead, Lambros be... She be ponying up. She on that pull-up, though.
Yeah.
388's good. My family had said, like, they had a really bad time when we went there for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, and I said it was one of the best, like, busy meals. What was that?
Was it just, like, super busy?
There was no one there, and then it got, like, really busy. Like, I don't know where they even eat Italian food, but, like, they said, like, it was just, like, more simple than they thought. I mean, that's kind of, like, what they do, like, the main Italian food, like, better than, I don't know. I don't even know who said it, but, like, I think my mom's boyfriend is scared of him. I don't want to blame him for everything, but.
Yeah, I like 388. Don't obviously order them for a takeout, though.
Really?
There was one time I ordered them for a takeout, and
I always wanted to.
Cacciatore. And they put two, I think it was like the Giovanni or something.
Right. Well, maybe brown sauce.
There were two pieces of chicken, and then I got this shrimp dish. And there were four shrimp.
So some, it was, like, it was jumbo shrimp, but so they completely botched four. It.
So I spent like $90. I got two pieces of chicken and four shrimp. I was like, I'm never ordering.
Wait, what was the 90? Wait, did you intend for a shrimp? You just didn't know before.
I intended for. I thought it would be like at least six.
I thought you ordered like a prime rib too, and then they give you like the shrimp bits, like half of like a chewy one or some shit. But I mean, it is expensive as fuck. Like for them to, that's like Rao's, like status, like. Was that a walkie-talkie, or you're in person with the dude?
Yeah, it's my coworkers.
Yeah. You're at work, or that was on the phone? That's mad funny. I so pictured you just at the hillside, Jericho fucking. Yeah. I guess it's on. There is no. Not the hillside one, but. Yeah, the one by us.
Yeah, by Newland Park River and Jericho?
You're in Suffolk County right now, right?
Yeah, I'm all the way out here.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, the dude I was talking to today, he's by Port Jeff. I guess that would be Comac, maybe. I can't remember. The one next to Stony Brook, too. But.
What was it? Bro, I gotta get back to work. I'll talk to you later.
That sucks. I got nothing. Peace, bro. Good luck.
Yeah. I only got 30 minutes.
Wait, no. About your 388 story is interesting. I literally have no idea. Fuck.
Yeah, just don't order takeout from there. It's way too expensive for what they get.
Not even in the area. We go. Oh, the guy that was talking to you sounded like the dude from the Marines. Did I tell you I almost got cybersecurity for that? I don't remember if I told you, but
you got somebody hacked your shit?
I passed a test. One of the like upstate schools I took in Ulster, New York. I got classes for the CPA, and then my name was on a roster where the Marines were reaching out through that college, and they like asked me if I wanted to do that. So like I took the test, and I scored high enough to get cybersecurity place. And like I did some shit. But like the marijuana, I didn't want to leave my apartment because I liked it. But obviously also boot camp and shit. I just wanted a job after like you go to the boot camp and some like Kyle Cross shit. But bro, guaranteed job, like no bullshit. Like I mean, there's obviously bullshit, but like it's respectable and everything true. But like it was like a thing. This like Haitian chill dude from Atlanta. It was like all set up, and I was doing all the tests and interviews. Then like they needed to know marijuana in the system. A guy who sounded like the coworker that you got who got pizza for you. That was like this dude, Agent Martinez or something, trying to say like, dude, we don't care what you did. We just need to know what's in your system. Go take the leak test and send us the contents. And like, they kept asking me, they're like, when did you smoke? When? So that was obviously a break point like right there.
So they cared about the leak.
Oh, I said, if you have PTSD, can I just have a prescription? And, you know, medical necessity. They're like, you're not allowed to have mental health issues being fighting forces. I'm like, well, I really think you should look into your policy, but You should change how you guys are doing things. I have issue. See you, bro.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye. Thanks.